Are we on?
We are on.
Hey, welcome, welcome, everybody, to the ECW wrap-up show. This is the East Coast Audio, and we are reviewing the show for the November 11th, 2008. You got your boy, Barger Purnell, and Travis Bryant. Say what's up to everybody.
What up, what up?
And anything you want to get off your chest before we start this thing? Kick this thing off?
Let me tell you something.
Not
really. You know, the forum is popping at 3:23 in the morning.
Early? How many people on there? I'm waiting for my computer to get done doing some sort of read.
No, no, like 11. That's popping. You know, my man Poop69 on there doing his thing.
Poop69 in love and the heathen. I don't know if he listens to us, but
probably not.
Heart.
That weird motherfucker. Well, we probably do. Weirdo son of a bitch.
And he's in our hearts.
Probably beat his shit listening to the show.
Yeah, I actually prefer if he did. But that's enough.
Hey, just download every show every day or every whatever. Hell yeah.
Move 69 is not easy.
And he should not be banned. He is awesome.
He's awesome.
As weird.
He's weird, but you know what the thing about him is? It's not that. Oh, no, he is awesome, but he's awesome because he's unique.
Like, guess what? I'm creepy. Call me for some sex.
Yeah,
I'm like, creepy.
I'm not kidding either.
I'm not kidding.
That's the old ECW wrap-up show. Just started off with a Veterans Day video, you know, kind of like a little memorial, and you know, some creepy voice guys talking about, you know, the veterans. And
where was that last night? That Veterans Day was Monday. Well, no. It is today.
No, it was today. I got paid. It was my holiday, and Amtrak was today. Damn, I told everybody where I work.
Right. East Coast, Amtrak, narrow down. Got a picture, motherfucker. I put our faces all on there and shit.
Right.
Logos. I wish I would have a listener stalker or some shit. That'd be the shit. Where? I'm a celebrity. But yeah, so Veterans Day open.
Then they just started right off after the musical intro and everything. They had the opening match. It was a 6-man tag. You had John Morrison and The Miz with your boy Jack Swagger versus Primetime and Tommy Dreamer. Be honest with you. You know, I like the match. It was entertaining to me.
Yeah, this was a very suitable match. Not bad.
I like JTG. I think he's trying to one up Ryan Killings as of late, but you know, whatever.
But at least he like moves like and dances and be, you know, like people do nowadays.
Yeah.
I mean, the contrast is like, look at JTG. Sure, he's over the top with it, but
he's relevant.
At least he resembles something that I could see if I turned on the TV today.
He's like Ron Killings is still in the Crush Groove times and shit.
Damn.
Yeah, and fucking Beat Street. Yeah.
Grooving.
Fucking breaking. Yeah, that's what he is. Breaking too and shit. He's fucking turbo.
Yeah, with his damn jeans up. Oh, no, maybe not that late. Maybe like a, I don't know, let's get off of that. Because we end up going 5 minutes talking about breaking New Jack City, all kinds of.
Yeah, we don't need to do that.
I just didn't understand. I know they say Raw and ECW got this working agreement, but, you know, with Prime Time, I guess they need, you know, to be able to have, like I said, a 6-man tag and not wipe out everybody on the roster. Damn, what else are we going to do? So that's a way for them to still have a six-man and still have two other matches with top people. And mid-level people, you know, like that all squashes with the rest of the show. So, But yeah, this was a very suitable match. It was good. I mean, it was
even Tommy Dreamer pulled some moves out of his ass. Did you see that?
Yeah, the rolling senton off the apron. Yeah,
pretty good.
One of them only took it. I think the Miz didn't. Morrison, even though he's like the thinner of the two,
took
most of the Dreamer weight. Miz caught like an elbow or an arm or something and sold it.